بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama have explained yet another point of great connection between the two surahs, the previous surah, Surah Baqarah, and this surah, Surah Ali Imran. And that is, Surah Baqarah started with the beginning of speaking of the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah Ta'ala, who have got taqwa. And then they become the muflihin, they are those people who are successful. So Surah Baqarah starts with that, and the end of Surah Ali Imran is وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Again, taqwa and becoming successful. In other words, the beginning of Surah Baqarah taught us that we must have taqwa, we will become successful. By practicing on that, and what is in Ali Imran, then at the end we are taught again, now the realization of that, you acquire taqwa, you will be successful. So the end of Surah Ali Imran has fitted fully into the beginning of Surah Baqarah. And what was required at the beginning of Surah Baqarah, traversing through the way, practicing upon it, a person reaches the result which is in Surah Ali Imran right at the end. From here, ulama have written that the Quran Sharif is kalam-e-mu'jiz. That is, it is a miracle. Miracle is referred to that which people cannot do. It's beyond the capacity of people. Whom Allah grants it to, those people can do it. So the Quran Sharif is fully a kitab of ijaz. Every aspect of the Quran is filled with miracles. Even the connection of the surahs and the connection of the ayats also. And thus, the more a person meditates and thinks and has taqwa, and he goes into the Quran, he sees the connection. We are very short-sighted, we are full of gunas. Allah reward our ulama who have pointed all these points to us. And only Allah knows what more connections there are. So the connection of the surah is also a very, very great point that is in the Quran Sharif. And it gives a person so much of great joy when he understands the connection. There are many places where a person normally, even great ulama, don't see the connection. But to some other great ulama point it out. And the minute you realize the connection, you get so happy. Just like us also. We meet with somebody, we talk, then we suddenly find out, but it's my family. Then it's a complete different meeting with that person. Or any other connection we have with that person, it makes it now much more enjoyable. So just like that, the ayats of the Quran, the surahs of the Quran, as we understand the connection, we also become, it gives great, great inner joy to a person. Similarly, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran are called Zahrawain. That is the two surahs of Noor. Like that, every surah of Quran Sharif, every ayat, every alphabet, and every zabar zair, everything has got noor in it. But why are these particularly referred to as Zahrawain, the two surahs of noor? Because the noor of the one surah has gone, it has mixed with the noor of the other surah. The two of them, that's why they are called Zahrawain, the two surahs of noor. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, then this he will be given full noor, noor e tam on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give us tawfiq to read on the day of Qiyamah, where there will be darkness all around. People will be groping in their darkness. Crossing Pul Sirat, it will be darkness. But if we have this noor, it will become very easy. There are many amal which we are taught in the hadith that if we practice upon them, a person will have complete noor. Amongst them, amongst many others also, is when it is dark and stormy and a difficult night to come for namaz, especially Isha, because there is a storm, it's raining heavy. A person who will go for his Isha Jamaat, he will get full light on the day of Qiyamah. So there is great benefit. Also it is narrated in the Hadith Sharif that two ayats, one is in Surah Baqarah and one is in Surah Ali Imran. These are what is called Isme Azam. That is, you read that and whatever dua you make, it will be accepted. The one in Surah Baqarah is Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. And the other is the beginning of of Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And al-hayyul qayyum, whenever we make dua, especially when we are desperate, call upon Allah by His name of al-hayyul qayyum. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that Sayyidul Istighfar, that istighfar we make, which is readily accepted by Allah, there is because the words Hayyun Qayyum are there. Those two are very, very great words. So these two surahs have got great, great connection between them. And a person who will recite them, you will also get great, great rewards on the day of Qiyamah. Allah has blessed us with this real treasure. Unfortunately, we hanker after the useless things of this dunya, making investments, going for our holidays, building our houses, worried of the smartness of our gardens, etc. Whereas these are the things, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Those who vie with one another, they should vie in these matters of deen, in these great, great surahs which Allah Ta'ala has given us, that we become muttaqeen, and then we will become muflihin, we will become successful. Not like what the kuffar are hankering after this dunya. Then we are also just following in that same trend. We are supposed to lead them and teach them what we should be striving for and in which direction which we should be going in. Not that we follow them in the wrong things which they are doing. We should lead them on the right things. And our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not spare any stone, leave any stone unturned to teach us, to guide us. Unfortunately, we leave all the teachings one side and we follow the teachings of the kuffar. There couldn't be a more greater injustice that we can do. And especially when we are referred to as kuntum khayra ummati. You are the best of nations, and for one particular reason, ukhrijat linnas, you have been evolved and brought into the world for the benefit of mankind, not for our own benefit, and not for the small, petty, useless things of this dunya, but the real things of akhirah, and more greater than that also, the pleasure of Allah. To strive for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us understanding. And as we will now do Surah Ali Imran, let us listen carefully also and with the niyat of Amal and bring it in Amal so that we can become muttaqeen and finally we become muflihin also. May Allah grant us all, inshallah.